Flowers says it all started about 14 years ago when he joined a reenactment unit based in the Quad Cities, Scott's Tennessee Battery.
I began to write a feature article for our reenacting unit's newsletter called Corporal's Kitchen, wherein I would feature a recipe from the time period. And after I did that for about a year, I started thinking, well, now what could I do with all of these recipes? And from there, it turned into research and evolved into the book Voices from the Kitchen.
His sources were about 20 books, including some on domestic management, plus firsthand accounts by Civil War soldiers and books and diaries. And as he says, I want to taste history. The recipes include some we still make, donuts and onion soup, for example, but some we don't seem to make much anymore.
Well, I'm looking at one from 1861 for boiled eels. And you take four small eels, boil them up in water with parsley, put them in a stew pan, take them out, and put butter over them, and it takes about a half hour for those to cook.
A key part of publishing these recipes, he says, from the 1800s, is defining some of the old terms.
Well, for the most part, the original recipes, which I've left exactly as they were written, they'll talk about a slow fire, a medium fire, things like that, because, you know, of course, they cooked on a wood stove, most likely. But how does that translate to us for the person that wants to cook that meal? What does a slow fire mean to them? In the back of the book, I have measurements and definitions for, you know, the different temperatures or cooking vessels. For example, a quick oven would be between 375 and 400 degrees. A slow oven, let's see here, would be 300 degrees.
Flowers says while going through those old cookbooks, he also learned a lot about condiments.
There's recipes in here for ketchup, how to make your own ketchup. And the interesting thing is there were a variety of condiments that were called ketchup. Back then they had celery ketchup, cucumber ketchup, grape ketchup, mushroom ketchup, oyster ketchup, peach ketchup, plum ketchup, sweet ketchup, and so on and so forth. Quite the variety. So a person, you know, the modern day hot dog might be different if we used plum ketchup.
And he also learned how to measure sugar, milk, and other ingredients by the wine glass.
In some instances, you know, they might mention an ounce. An interesting measurement is you would use a wine glass. You know, use a wine glass full of sugar or a wine glass full of milk. All right, well, if you look in your cabinets, you'll find wine glasses of varying sizes. You know, so how much is too much, how much is too little? The definition in my weights section shows that a wine glass is actually 4 tablespoons.
He and his reenactment unit attend about 8 events a year, and in past years they've been featured with other reenactors in documentaries, movies such as Glory and Gettysburg, and various commemorations for the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, including various major battles such as Shiloh, Gettysburg, and Chickamauga. Voices from the Kitchen is available through Amazon. I'm Herb Tricks.